From early childhood on, poet and artist Jax McNamara felt like a round peg in a square world. Eventually, she found a name for what she was experiencing. Today, the accepted term is bipolar disorder, and learned how to temper it with medications. But she also bristled at the notion that the wellspring of her creativity was a flaw, something to be squelched rather than appreciated. So when she finally encountered a kindred spirit, someone whose path paralleled her own, they joined forces to create the Icarus Project.
Instead of encouraging everybody to clip their wings and hang lead weights off of them and take really heavy medications as the only way of coping, what if we talked about learning how to use our wings? What if we talked about dangerous gifts? What if we talked about this idea that we've been given some powers and sensitivities that are beautiful things on one side of the spectrum, but can also be really dangerous and difficult to live with on the other side?
McNamara launched the Icarus Project in 2002 as what she calls a do-it-yourself website. And like its namesake, it quickly took flight.
There are thousands of people now who use our website. We have discussion forums where people can talk to each other and share their experiences about everything from alternative treatments to shamanism. And then there's a number of local groups that have sprung up all around the country. And the local groups usually do a mixture of support and discussion and then some level of activism or organizing.
There are now four types of bipolar disorder that can be diagnosed and are with increasing frequency. Some of that increase is attributable to heightened recognition by mental health professionals. But McNamara is also concerned about recent research suggesting that the widespread use of antidepressants may also be a factor.
The use of certain medications, particularly SSRI antidepressants, causes a lot of people who were struggling primarily with depression to convert into bipolar depression. The SSRIs can trigger mania in a lot of people and change the course of what they're dealing with from potentially a one-time incidence of depression or anxiety into a chronic cycling condition that looks like what we call bipolar.
McNamara characterizes the Icarus Project as a radical mental health support network, where the idea, the very definition of wellness, is open to question.
Is it well to be well-adjusted to a sick society? Do I want to become capable of living in late-stage 21st century capitalism and functioning as a cog in the machine? Is that how I define health? Or is health and wellness something different, something broader, something more complex and paradoxical and nuanced?
As part of her outreach and advocacy work, McNamara agreed in 2004 to be the subject for a project by first-time filmmaker Ken Rosenthal, a five-year collaboration that became an artistic portrait called Crooked Beauty.
All of the narration, all of the words are me speaking. So it's all my voice and my thoughts, and then my artwork appears in the film and some of my poetry. But my actual face and body are only in there very, very briefly.
Crooked Beauty will get its first Sonoma County screening tomorrow evening as part of the Human Dignity Film Festival, 6 p.m. at Santa Rosa's 3rd Street Cinemas, and McNamara will be there to talk about it, something she approaches with mixed emotions.
The honest truth is that it terrifies me, that film. It's extremely personal, but I find every time that I go and speak with the film that it is incredibly powerful for people. Like, it has a very, very strong impact, and that's why I keep doing it.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.